In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
John the Baptist is a great man, and yet least in the kingdom of heaven, Jesus said at this point. John is the last of the prophets. He is the last one that goes to prepare the way for the Lord. It was prophesied by Malachi. It was prophesied of Gabriel as he spoke to his father Zacharias in the temple, that he will be the Elijah, the one who would prepare the way for the Lord. Your son will be the one that you have been praying for. The child that you and your wife Elizabeth had prayed to God for years. The Messiah that you have prayed for, he will be the one that will prepare the way for him. He is Elijah. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. The story of Zacharias and Gabriel, and also the Annunciation, was in our confirmation lesson this evening for our youth class. This man had devoted his life to prayer. He was acting as the priest, burning incense with the prayers of the saints that the Messiah would come. For years, he wanted a child. His wife desired one as well. And now that she had reached beyond the years of bearing children, now that it was understood that she would be barren, God, according to his time, answers that prayer. Your wife shall conceive. He will be the one, like Elijah, who prepares the way for the Lord. He will preach a message of repentance. He will not be well liked because of it. But he will do this because it prepares for Jesus. Pastors are not exactly prophets. They're not exactly apostles. But one of the things that we do share in common is that we are sinners who God raises up to preach the message that he gives us. Now, it's much easier for us when that message is something nice, like the gospel. When that message is, take heart, Jesus has died for your sins. He has conquered it for you. Be released from it. But you've heard me preach enough times to know that that's not the only part of the message that pastors are called to preach. Like John, they are called to preach, repent. Turn away from the sins that plague you. Turn away from the sinful desires that plague you. Keep in mind the words of Malachi, some of the last words before the close of the Old Testament, that people who practice these things will be made into stubble, into ashes. Do not follow them, for God is like a refining fire. He will burn off the wickedness that holds close to you. He will refine you. He will give you brothers and sisters in the faith who will do this. They will not always say things that make you happy, but if you dig deep enough, perhaps you will see that the Lord has placed them in your life to refine you. He will purify the sons of Levi. There are so many false prophets out there. Men who get up on that TV and preach, if you just have strong enough faith, then God will reward you with earthly blessings. Tell that to the martyrs, the ones whose lives were actually cut because they confessed Jesus Christ. God does not promise you earthly blessings for following him. He promises you an eternity of blessings. This earth tries to give you gift after gift to make you turn your heart not toward God, but to the devil. It promises things that it cannot actually deliver on. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien because they do not fear me." The crystals cannot actually direct you toward good things. The Wicca, the horoscopes, the spiritual practices of yoga, these things do not enrich your life toward Christ. Flee from them. Do not follow adultery. Be content with what God has given you. If He has given you a wife, rejoice in her and fix your eyes on her, not on any other woman, including on a screen. If God has not yet given you a spouse, fix your eyes on the cross until He does. Do not be led astray by the lusts of your flesh and the earthly desires. Be sure to tell the truth, not creating perjury, not saying a lie just to make someone feel better, but speaking the truth. Work hard, and if you are a business owner, make sure that you pay fairly. Protect the widow, care for the fatherless, and also a proper understanding of the alien, the sojourner, the guest in your land. You do not treat them spitefully. You do not traffic them because you think that no one will care about them. Rather, you provide, and then you return them home. That is the goal of sojourning after all. Do not exploit them, but treat them as a person that Jesus Christ has died for. Fear the Lord. The day is coming burning like an oven, and all the proud, yes, all who do wickedly, will be stubble. The day which is coming shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts. This is not an annihilism. This does not mean that their judgment, their punishment is not eternal, that it will just consume them on that last day and they will cease to exist. No, hell is much worse than that. Hell is for all of eternity. Those who are prideful of their sins, those who demand that others celebrate their sins, that do not repent, will be consumed for all ages. Today is the day to repent. Do not identify with whatever plagues your heart, which whatever plagues your soul, your flesh. Do not celebrate those things. Give them to Jesus. Repent. Today is the day to repent while it is yet day. Today is the day to look to the cross and cry out, "Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Mercy on me, a sinner." Do not be caught up in your sin. Give it to the Lord and ask that He would work the fruits of repentance in you, that He would be the one that would turn you from your sins, that He would be the one who raises up faithful brothers, faithful sisters, a faithful husband or a faithful wife, a faithful father and a faithful mother to point you not to sin, but to the one who knew no sin that became sin for you. John preached a message of repentance. John preached the law in the face of King. And ultimately, John would have his head removed for that reason. This man, who had married his brother's wife while his brother was still alive, who would have lust toward his own niece, would offer her up to half of his kingdom for her dance. And in conjunction with her mother, she would proclaim that what she wants, what she desires more than anything, is the head of the Baptist, the baptizer. The one who preached, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." the one who also washed Jesus, although he had no sin, although he did not need baptism. The one who cried out, Ecce Agnus Dei, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. John preached the message that God gave him, not that the world necessarily wanted to hear, but the word that God had provided for him. God may not raise you up to be a pastor, but he has raised you up in your vocations to point others to Jesus. The world will tell you, judge not, and understand that you cannot properly show your brother his sin as long as that plank remains in your own eye. Look to the cross yourself. Ask that the Lord would forgive you for your sins. Have that plank removed so that you can see more clearly to help your brother or your sister in need. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence. So many people who do not know Jesus create all sorts of violence and persecution. Much of it is a soft totalitarianism here in the United States. Maybe you'll be mocked, but in many places it's actual death. It's the burning down of your church while you're worshiping in it. It is a gunman. It is a van. It is a vehicle. It is a knife. It's not the tool. It's the sinful desires of the devil that he works through these people. For the violent cannot take the kingdom of heaven by force. Be secure in his church that if the violent do take your life, you'll be with Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.